This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Message 1 was received at 3 a.m. today.
Hey, Alex, it's Mickey.
Overnight, Slate's weblogger Mickey Kaus called in with another radio blog.
There was a brilliant piece in the Washington Post this weekend by a man named Everett Ehrlich, who I don't know, explaining why the political parties are doomed. He argues that the parties were a product of an age when information was costly. It was hard to figure out who your supporters were to get information to them, to mobilize them when the time came. So we needed a big organization. We needed parties. Now, with the Internet, we don't need them. It's easy to find your supporters. They find you. It's easy to tell them what's going on. It's easy to raise money. It's easy to mobilize them. That's what Howard Dean has proved. He's, in effect, started an entire political party of his own on the web. And now he's just in a race to basically take over the tired old Democratic Party, which is not that important anymore, rendered even less important by the campaign finance laws. Ehrlich draws some conclusions from this, one of which is if Dean loses, he'll come back as a third-party candidate next time. But why wait till next time? It seems clear to me that if Dean is 20, 30 points behind President Bush in a few months and he's the Democratic candidate, somebody else will try to jump into the race, use the Internet, start a new party of their own, and do what Ross Perot did. I've been accepting nominations on my site for who that person might be. The two best names are Warren Buffett, the financial whiz who's a Democrat but appeals to Republicans, and Tom Brokaw, who seems to be lobbying intensely on policy grounds on his news show. Why not be blatant about it and run? In any case, it's a long way between now and November, and don't think it's just going to be the Democrats versus the Republicans. See ya.
Mickey Kaus writes the weblog Kaus Files for Slate and calls us sometimes just before he goes to bed.